Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The left fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel takes first base on ball four. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive towards short. Houser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Green and he is out, Cotter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zipfel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes O'Connell trying to get to third. Stevens throws the ball in to Causey, who tags O'Connell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woodling moves to second. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Green moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0 for 1 in the game. Daniels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zipfel hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cottier takes first base on ball 4. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0-for-2 in the game. Daniels bunts towards the mound. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cottier moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cottier. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Cottier steals third. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-3 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Connell for the out. Cottier scores. Daniels moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Senators. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zipfel takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daniels scores. Zipfel moves to third. It's 4-0, Senators. Jim King pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Ed Rakow now pitching. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-3 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim King now playing left field. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cottier hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. Causey reaches second base with a double. Hankins moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Daniels hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 4 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zipfel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Bobby Del Greco. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.